WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. And our first musical destination is World Traveler by Nelson Rangel. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Letter to Evan from Letter to Evan in 1992. That was an unreleased, at the time, Bill Evans composition that he wrote for his son, Evan, who is currently a film composer. David played piano, John Patitucci bass, and Peter Erskine was on drums. Before that, Nelson Rangel with World Traveler from Truest Heart in 1993, a song written by Chuck Loeb, who played all guitars and keyboards. And Nelson, of course, was on alto sax. And now Dave Koz is on alto sax. This is the first track on his first album, named after himself, Dave Koz. So Far From Home is the title. FM and WCWP.org. Dave Koz with So Far From Home, the first track on his eponymous debut album in 1990. Dave wrote that with Jeff Lorber, who played the keyboards, guitars, and drum programming, and Buzz Featon was also on guitar. He had that solo midway through the song. And Dave, of course, was on alto sax, as Nelson Rangel was at the top of the show. Pat Metheny solo, 1 year before Pat Metheny group debuted, leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimer.
It's 1969 at WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimer here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, here's Pat Metheny with Lakes from his Watercolors album. FM and WCWP.org. This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and that was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Mexican Shuffle from South of the Border in 1964. Before that, Pat Metheny with Lakes from Watercolors in 1977. That album served as the precursor to Pat Metheny Group and contained three-quarters of the band: Pat Metheny on guitars, Lyle Mays on piano, and Danny Gottlieb on drums. Eberhard Weber played bass, whereas Mark Egan would play it with the group a year later. Keeping it in 1977, here's Bob James. From his first album with Columbia, Heads, is a Boz Scaggs cover. We're All Alone. Just you, me, and the band. FM and WCWP.org. Kenny G with I've Been Missing You from G-Force in 1983. Before that, Bob James with We're All Alone, a Boz Scaggs cover on Heads in 1977, his first album with Columbia after his first four were with CTI. Bob played acoustic piano, Rhodes piano, and Oberheim polyphonic synthesizer on We're All Alone. He also arranged the song. Rhythm keyboards by Richard T., Steve Kahn and Eric Gale on guitar, Alfonso Johnson on bass, Mike Manieri on vibraphone, Steve Gadd on drums, Ralph McDonald with percussion, and synthesizer programming by Ed Walsh. Jeff Lorber, who we heard earlier with Dave Koz, leads off segment three of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamir.
Hi, this is Tony Chiuardo.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Instrumental Invasion continues with Jeff Lorber from his 1998 Midnight album. This is Watching the Sun Set.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Steve Cole with Something About You from True in 2006. That was a song written by Steve and by David Mann. Steve played the lead tenor sax, David played the tenor sax in the horn section, and both had their share of keyboards and programming. And before that, Jeff Lorber with Watching the Sunset from Midnight in 1998. We're going to wrap up hour one with songs by two late great musicians, and in Wayman Tisdale's case, great athlete. First, it's Chuck Loeb with Silver Star from his Listen album.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Way Up by Wayman Tisdale from Way Up in 2006. With saxophone, keyboards, and drum programming by Darren Ron, guitar by Tony Maiden, and Mel Brown on rhythm bass. Of course, the lead bass was Wayman Tisdale. Before that, Chuck Loeb with Silver Star from Listen in 1999. That also had Mel Brown on bass, and it had Till Brunner with the flugelhorn solo, Larry Lunetta playing the flugelhorn and trumpet in the horn section, Mike Ricciuti on keyboards, Chuck Loeb on one keyboard, but otherwise guitars and drum and percussion programming. In this first segment of Hour 2, we have two songs from 2018 and one from 2020. Here's that 2020 song from Brian Culbertson's album, 20, his 20th album overall. This is The Hangout, featuring Ray Parker Jr. on lead guitar. FM and WCWP.org. Paula Atherton with My Song for You from Shake It in 2018. That was written by Nick Colione, who was featured on guitar, and of course Paula Atherton on alto sax. Before that, Brian Culbertson with The Hangout from 20, his 20th album in 2020, featuring Ray Parker Jr. on lead guitar and Brian Culbertson on piano and trombone. Well, here's more piano now from Randy Waldman as we go back to 2018. From his Superheroes album, it's the Neil Hefti composition, the theme to the original Batman TV series, featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. FM and WCWP.org. Randy Waldman with the original Batman TV series theme song from Superheroes in 2018, featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. Gerald Albright will be featured on alto sax next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri.
Take WCWP with you wherever you go and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This is Gerald Albright covering a James Brown song. It's a man's, man's, man's world. No money buried under a big W here. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with Looking Everywhere for You from The Grace of Summer Light in 2008. Before that, Gerald Albright with James Brown's song, It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World. Not to be confused with It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And that cover is on Slam Dunk in 2014. Gerald played all the saxophone parts, alto, tenor, and baritone, with alto as the lead. Soprano is the lead now for Jay Bekenstein and his band Spyro Gyra. From their Good to Go Go album in 2007, a year before The Grace of Summer Light, this is Get Busy. Spyro Gyra with Get Busy here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Good to Go Go in 2007. There were a few solos on that. In order, there was Jay Bekenstein on soprano sax, Scott Ambush on bass, and Tom Schumann on synthesizer. Good to Go Go was the first album with Bonnie Bonaparte, on drums, and the current drummer is Lionel Cordu, formerly of Chiele Minucci's Special Effects. Speaking of guitarists, Lawson Rollins will lead off the last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri next.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show.
You know, those little button things on your phone screen. Just ask your grandkids.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Lawson Rollins with a song on classical guitar devoted to that section of Miami Beach, South Beach. FM and WCWP.org. Al DeGregoris with Cookie Jar from Time Sensitive in 2020, a song that he wrote with Jeff Lorber, there he is again, and they both played piano and keyboards. And David Mann, who we heard last hour with Steve Cole, handled the horns. Before that, Lawson Rollins, also in 2020, with South Beach from his album True North. We have a third 2020 song coming that'll wrap up the show, but before we get to that, let's take a detour to 2017, where we find Reagan Whiteside on flute with a song for her son, Corey, Corey's Bop. FM and WCWP.org. Reagan Whiteside with Corey's Bop for her then newborn son, Corey, from not Troublemaker, but Treblemaker in 2017. We're down to the last song of the show. It's by Brian Simpson on piano and Steve Oliver on guitar. And it's the third song of this segment from a 2020 album, in this case, their collaborative album Unified. It's called Café du Monde, as in the landmark open-air coffee shop in New Orleans, otherwise known as Café of the World or the People's Café. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.